In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Around the world for Orthodox Christians, today marks the last day we are permitted to eat meat. This is why today is called Meat Fair Sunday. But today is also called Judgment Sunday, as we just heard in the Gospel passage, and we are presented with the theme of the Last Judgment. But I would like to bring our attention to one verse that we hear. Come, O blessed of my Father, inherit the eternal kingdom prepared for you. Because you fed me, I was hungry. You gave me drink. You clothed me. You welcomed me. You visited me. As this is a reminder for us Orthodox Christians on our own journey to salvation. But who is Christ referring to, one might ask? Our neighbor. But who is our neighbor? Is our neighbor the person to our right or to our left of us in the pew? Is it the person in the house next to us or the apartment a couple rows down or a couple floors up from us? Is it the person at Costco helping us check our items out? Is it the person working on our internet connectivity here at the church when it goes down? Our neighbor is everyone. It is everywhere. But are we able to fully see and recognize our neighbor? In the Gospel passage today on the Last Judgment, Jesus uses the analogy of how a shepherd divides his flock into the sheep and the goats as an example of what will happen at the last or the final judgment. The shepherd will place the sheep to his right and the goats to his left. In an ancient Near East biblical times, sheep were considered more valuable than goats. They were usually raised in greater numbers, and they were much more obedient. Christ uses sheep to illustrate the righteous individuals, for they follow his voice and are gentle, productive. Goats, on the other hand, indicate their unrighteousness, for they do not follow the shepherd and they walk along cliffs, which represent sin, and they fall down into a cavern. A good shepherd is especially concerned for the condition of the flock, careful that the animals are not overdriven or would sometimes carry helpless lambs on their shoulders or around their neck, if they may be tired or hurt. And at night, they would be kept in a simple walled enclosure made from tangled bushes or caves, providing a minimum of protection from weather or enemies. But the goats, on the other hand, are destructive to cultivated areas. And with their beetling brow and their thrust out lower lip, they could easily represent power and belligerence, and their overbearing temper and aggressiveness required the shepherd to keep close watch over the flocks so that the sheep would not be harmed by the goats. Jesus, the good shepherd, gives us a blueprint or a roadmap of who, how, and where to find our neighbor. First, he calls us to feed the hungry, not just the physical hunger that is out there, but the spiritual hunger by living our Orthodox faith with love and being that living icon for everyone we meet and interact with. Second, he calls us to clothe the naked, not just the physical nakedness, like when we don't have our phone in our own pocket and we feel like we can't function without it, but those who we receive or meet who are vulnerable, we grant them some compassion and respect and love and empathy. Third, he calls us to shelter the homeless, not just the physical homelessness that is in the world, but the spiritual homelessness through the sacrament of Holy Confession that helps reorient ourselves back to Christ on the road with union with him. And fourth, he calls us to visit the sick or sometimes referred to as agape visitations, not simply the physical visitation, but a spiritual visitation by seeing someone or calling on them when they need help, just like when the priest visits them to administer the sacraments to help bring that comfort and compassion for them. And fifth, he calls us to visit the imprisoned, not the physically imprisoned, but those who we know are struggling with something, or we hear in the gospel that are called to pick up their cross that's weighing them down and offering a listening ear and helping them on their journey to salvation. Thus, we see our neighbor is Christ hidden in the people that are hungry, that are thirsty, that are homeless, that are sick, whom we meet on a daily basis. Christ is our neighbor, and our neighbor is Christ. It is from the hardness of our heart, apathy, indifference, and through sin that we are not able to see Christ in our neighbor. And with clarity, just as I can see each one of you, through the self-emptying of our pride, our ego, apathy, and hardness of heart can allow us to see Christ just as clearly as we can see each other here. And we will hear that blessed voice of our Father that says, "Come, O blessed of my Father, and inherit the kingdom prepared for you." May we all obtain this through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever. Amen.